Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected for the work outside of this church. Now, we'd like to give a tithe offering of 6,540 yen from February 26th to March the 4th. Now, dear Heavenly Father, we give a tithe offering of 6,540 yen. Please consecrate this and use this for your work. We really are thankful to you for meeting our needs. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone, again. On April 29th, we have Kokoro Gospel Concert. Let us watch a digest movie of the last concert.
しているようなクリスマスソングから日本で生まれたゴスペルまでいろいろな曲を聴いていただきたいと思います。
肩のこの、ゆっくりした感じで、そして本当に、伸び伸びと、声を出していただけたら嬉しいなと思います。
来た言葉は僕の光になった。差し伸べられた手は温かく僕の心を溶かしていった。雪の降り積もる丘に立つ一本の木、風や寒さにさらされながらも 孤独に立つその木には暖かい光が差していた。そこには愛があった。
また皆様にお会いできることを楽しみにしております。今日は本当にありがとうございました。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you。 April 29th from 7 o'clock p.m. in the Koenji, we hold this Kokoro Gospel Concert. Please invite your family members and friends. We use this concert for evangelism, kind of mild evangelism, and also this will be a point of spiritual warfare. But more than that, God has told us that He will cause us to hold a concert that we gather tens of thousands of people. We are heading for this direction. Our church bands, they are getting better and better at singing. But in our church, the light of eternal agape we didn't originally have any talent of music, because when we held a crusade meeting in the Philippines, people that gathered there, they left when they heard a church band singing on the stage. But now our church bands, they're getting much better at singing, and I think they now have a quality to be able to sing in a general society, but our point is not how good, how well they are able to sing. Our point lies in the presence of God that is manifested in the worship and praise. So let's pray and have expect God for God to do a special thing in a concert. I believe that when revival of the full-scale work of God will break out, a million or 2 million people will gather in a gospel concert of ours. The Lord has been strengthening this work of praise and worship. We know that we are still on the way, and God will do various things through music. We had a Christian film festival the week before the last, and many films, some of them were awarded, and let's watch one of them.
であったヘススという若者を私は決して忘れることができません。メキシコ人ヘススの物語。ヘススは1572年頃メキシコで生まれました。ヘススは両親から信仰を受け継ぎ、10代でメキシコの修道院の学校に入りましたが、そこでの生活に耐えられなくなり、学校から逃げてしまいました。それからヘススは 貿易の仕事をするために両親からたくさんのお金をもらい、フィリピンに渡りました。ところがフィリピンでのヘススはこの世の楽しみにどっぷりと使ってしまい、両親からもらったお金を博打などに使いながら放蕩生活を送りました。しかしそんな生活の中でヘススは心に深い虚しさを感じ、その虚しさを埋めるための何かを求めて再び修道院のドアを叩きました。22歳ぐらいの時のことです。放蕩生活をしているような人は普通修道院には受け入れられませんが、修道院長のバプチスタ神父はそんなヘススを受け入れました。その修道院生活の中でヘススは見違えるように成長しました。熱心に教会や修道院で奉仕するようになり、病人にもよく仕えて、心から神を求め、神父になる決心をしました。さて、神父になるためには、司教の許可が必要ですが、当時のフィリピンには司教がいなかったので、司教のいるメキシコに行くことになりました。そこでヘススは、メキシコにいる両親に手紙を書きました。手紙を見て、両親は非常に喜びました。母親はヘススが神父になった時に着るための白い服を縫っていたそうです。ヘススはサンフェリッペ号という船に乗り、メキシコに向けて出発しました。しかし、サンフェリッペ号は途中で嵐に遭い、難破し、メキシコではなく日本に漂着しました。その当時、日本ではキリスト教は禁じられていました。日本に着いてから、ヘススは京都の修道院に向かいました。その修道院にフィリピンでお世話になったバプチスタ神父がいるのを知って、ヘススは再び会えるのをとても楽しみにしていました。しかし、修道院に着いたその日に、その当時の日本の権力者、豊臣秀吉の命令で、ヘススはバプチスタ神父や他の神父たちと一緒に捕らえられ、監禁されてしまいました。そして、キリストの教えを伝えたので、貼り付けで処刑せよ、との命令が秀吉から出ました。その処刑地は、見せしめのために、京都から900キロも離れたクリスチャンの多い長崎と決まりました。日本の真冬の寒さはメキシコ人のヘススには相当に応えたに違いありません。長崎に着いた時にヘススは痩せて顔は色を失っていました。しかしヘススは深い喜びを持って処刑前にこう語っています。
神の御恵みに値しないこのような私を殉教者に入れてくださった、この特別な御恵みに感謝してもしきれないほどです。サンフィリッペ号が失われたのは私ヘススが救われるためでした。
ヘススは自分の殉教は神のご計画だと喜んで受け取っていました。途中で加わった2人を入れた26人は処刑地長崎の西坂に着きました。そこは長崎の海から100歩ほどのところで、私は長崎のポルトガル船から彼らが十字架につけられ処刑される模様を見ていました。十字架につけられたヘススは、
イエス様、イエス様、イエス様、
主の御名を呼び賛美しながら喜びの涙を流し、この地上での24歳の生涯を終えました。それは1597年慶長2年2月5日の 午前10時のことでした。ヘススは26人の殉教者の中で一番最後に日本に来ましたが、日本で一番最初の殉教者となりました。私は神の確かな選びの御手がヘススの上にあるのを感じました。私にはこの若者ヘススが特別に喜びに輝いて見えたのです。
It had a very good scenario, and together with the last movie that we watched last week about the testimony of Pastor and Mrs. Maeda, I think we'll be able to use these movies for in the society. If you are brethren, please apply for a contest. The Lord said that he is going to use movies in various ways. If you are present, use the movie in various ways. Now is the 21st century in which movies will be used. I really feel God's providence in the story of this Jesus, because Jesus went to the Philippines and saw Father Baptista, and he tried to go to Mexico, but he met a storm and ended up arriving in Japan, and he saw Father Baptista in Kyoto, and on the day he met Father Baptista in Kyoto, they were arrested because of the faith in Jesus Christ, and he was added to the 26 saints who were martyred for the first time in Japan in public. We also saw Sister Jackie, who was martyred about 30 years ago in the Philippines. She had told us that he came to the Philippines because she had received a calling for martyrdom. The Lord has plans, and there is his providence. God helps us in a special way. And now I have heard an interesting story. A father of a certain pastor, he went to heaven, but this pastor he was concerned about whether his father had really received Jesus as his savior. And well, I thought his father was saved, but this pastor had suspicion. And he prayed to God and let him have a confirmation that his father went to heaven. And then he watched this movie about Jesus. And in this movie it said, they went to heaven at 10 o'clock a.m. on February 5th. And then he knew that his father went to heaven because his father also died at 10 o'clock on February 5th. Now let's watch 1 minute movie.
皆さんこんにちは。今回のテーマは祈り聞き従い3、神に聞く中心は聖書です。神の声を聞くことができると聞くと、神様の声を実際の声で聞けるのと思う方もいらっしゃるでしょう。確かに聖書には少年サムエルが神様からサムエル、サムエルと名を呼ばれたことが書かれていますから、直接の声という形で語られる場合もありますが、直接の声で語られるというのは稀のようです。
サムエル、サムエル。
しかし前回お話ししたように、神様はいろいろな方法を持って語ってくださいます。その中で神様の語りかけの中心は聖書を通しての語りかけです。聖書は誤りなき神の言葉だからです。聖書の言葉がちょうど悩みの解決であったり、導きのポイントであったり、祈りの答えであったりと、あたかも自分に直接語られたかのように感じられる時がありませんか？吟味して本当に神様から来たかどうかを確認しなければなりませんが、その時神様が語られている場合が多いのです。またたとえ特別な語りかけを感じなくても、聖書は誤りなき神の言葉なので、私たちに適用できる聖書の言葉を自分に対する言葉として受け取れば良いのです。例えば詩篇34編9節を見てみましょう。この箇所は主を恐れ主を第一とするという条件を果たすならば、全ての必要を神様が満たしてくださるという約束の言葉です。この言葉を皆さんが受け取り、主を恐れ主を第一とするならば、神様が必要を満たしてくださいます。聖書に書かれている言葉は私たちへの神の言葉です。聖書からの語りかけを受けていきましょう。それではまた。
It is a lot of blessing for us to have God speak to us. He speaks to us directly. For example, when I became a Christian, I was taking a course of psychology in the college, and I sat in a big auditorium, and those days I was reading a book entitled The Silence by Shusaku Endo, and I was moved by this book. And during that class, I really felt the presence of God, and I heard Him speaking to me, believe me. But I hesitated to respond to God because I thought that if I would accept Him, my life would be boring. But then the Lord spoke to me, unless you accept me now, you'll be a mess. And I got afraid, and I accepted Jesus. Now I pray to God, what you meant by I'm going to be a mess? I don't know, but maybe I might have committed suicide, or I might have become a criminal. Anyway, I accepted God, but I prayed to God also that I'm not sure if I really, if I'm really determined to believe in you. I just feel like doing that because I'm not moved by this book. If I be believing in God in six months, then I could start going to church. In 6 months, I forgot all about it, and I didn't believe in God. I was like an antichrist in my thoughts. But the Lord remembered my prayer. I showed up, one Christian college student showed up in front of me. He had prayed to God that he would give up 3 days for evangelism on the campus of my college. And he was talking to the college students there. And he talked to me, and he invited me to church, and I went to church. You know, we are able to hear God's voice in a special way, but because we had this Bible, we are able to receive His word as is written in the Bible, as speaking of God to us. For example, when my son was born with a natural brain damage, we knew through the Bible that we should give thanks to God for this because the Bible says that we should give thanks to God for all things. It's not that we heard this word from God in a special way, but we knew that was speaking of God to us because it's written in the Bible, and we gave thanks to God for the situation of my son, and we also asked God to heal him, and when the right time came, my son was completely healed. In this movie, Pastor Hikaru said that he refers to one verse in Psalm that those who fear him shall lack anything. I also grasp this word as speaking of God for me. When we fear God, God will supply all our needs. There are several things that the Lord has spoken to me about what I'm going to do. One of them is world mission, where Pastor and Mrs. Asano made much efforts for renewing of my missionary visa to the United States. Every time I renew this visa, it takes about 6 months. But this time, it has been renewed only during a month period. I didn't expect that I'll be able to renew my visa because I was old now, and also because I didn't go to the United States very often last year because of my disease. But my missionary visa was renewed so quickly, and I think that that's a confirmation from God that He will send me on world mission. another thing that happened to me that I was ordered by the mission organization to go to take a picture for my visa. And I was ordered by them to go to a camera shop called Kitamura, but I didn't like to go there because the last time I went there, I was kept waiting. I thought that this camera shop would open at 8:30, but it actually opened at 10:30. I had it wait for 2 hours for the shop to open. When the mission told me to go to Kitamura Camera Shop to take a picture for my visa, I answered through email saying that I don't like to go to Kitamura Camera Shop. Let me go to another camera shop. I was emailing this while I was watching TV. Then on the TV, there was a commercial coming forth. This is a commercial of this very Kitamura camera shop. And this commercial says, come to Kitamura for pictures. I was so surprised, and I was sure that was God speaking to me to go to Kitamura camera shop for taking a picture. I went to Kitamura camera shop and take a picture, but this time it didn't take much time. I'm now asking God about when I should resume going overseas again. I believe that the Lord is going to set me to various places in the world. This work of world mission also is a calling for our church, the Light of Eternal Agape. If you are burdened for missions to the world, be prepared. As I told you 1 week ago, when I went to Shikoku, I met pastor and his wife from a church in Okayama. They testified to me that a woman and a daughter who had come to be ministered to by me in the last Okayama holy meeting. They had requested me to pray for the father of this woman who was seriously ill because of lung cancer disease. And they asked me to pray for his healing, which I did, but I was suspicious in my heart whether he would really be healed. But the pastor and of our church in Okayama told me that this man was healed. Let's give thanks to God. And the daughter of this woman also had a problem. He had a problem in her neck, and her doctor said that this disease was incurable. But they asked me to pray for her healing, and I prayed for her healing. And afterwards, I heard that she had been healed completely. We have seen various healings happening. Well, it seems that there is some misunderstanding about the work of healing. For example, when I was a seminary student. Several people were healed by God through one student who prayed for them. And they had a misunderstanding that this student had a special gift of healing. But that's not true. If we pray, people will be healed. It matters whether you do praying or not. Of course, I would recommend that you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit effectively. God has will to heal people. Because some Bible scriptures say that. One scripture says that you should invite elders of the church to pray for your healing. Another scripture said that, I hope that you are well, both physically and spiritually. Another scripture said that our prayer has been answered. We know that when we ask of Him according to His will. When I was Mabashi Church as an assistant pastor, Pastor Rai was shown by God about the work of healing, and he started to pray for healing. And he started to pray for healing, and some healing happened. But when I saw that, I didn't think that was a great deal, because I had already experienced praying for people, and people was healed. But Pastor Arai was very faithful in praying for healing for people. And so several years later, the gift of the healing manifested through him became much, much greater, bigger than I. And I believe that healing, the work of healing, will lead people to Christ, to be saved by God. God has a will to heal people in any church, not only in a church, but in any church. That's biblical. Let's pursue healing. I have given you homework to, if you're burdened, if it is possible, I recommend that you pray for 5 people for healing. If you can't find 5 people, if something is wrong with any part of your body, you can pray for yourself. And if you've got a result, let us know. For example, sometimes when you pray for healing for people, you feel very hot. And that means God works. When we see His work, let us testify. Let's testify to that, to show God's glory, to give glory to God. Through those who start to pray for healing, God is going to move and do His work. When I went to Uganda, Africa, I held a crusade meeting. Well, before that, I held a Sunday worship service in the church, and there were about 200 or 300 people. And I prayed for healing for the audience. And the Lord led me to ask the audience if there was anyone who couldn't hear, who is a deaf. And I asked the audience, then there were about 11 people who were deaf, who couldn't hear. And the Lord told me to let them stand up. So I prayed for him, for them. And I just hesitated to do so, because if I did that and if I prayed for them standing, who were standing, and if healing never occurred, I would be ashamed. But I obeyed God, and I asked them to stand up, and I prayed for healing. And then the Lord told me to ask them if they were healed, and ask them to raise their hands if they were healed. I hesitated a little bit, but I obeyed. Then 5 or 6 people raised their hands, answering that they were healed. By obeying God, God works through us. Today we have opened Psalm 34, verse 18. You may be crushed in one problem or another, but in that situation, you are able to experience God more deeply. And God answers prayers of those who are crushed in spirit. But what do you mean by crushed in spirit? And how are we crushed? We are crushed so that we will be changed to do His will. When we stand on the will of God, He will do His work through us. I think Japanese people, they are weak in walking. They are poor at walking by faith. When I travel outside of Japan, I get to learn that one of the reasons that the Lord doesn't work through Japanese Christians is because we don't practice faith. When I went to Uganda, those Christians in Uganda, they really didn't think that we were something. But as soon as we started to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, their attitude was changed. And at first, they didn't prepare many meetings for us, but when they saw us using the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they began to plan more meetings for us to hold. You know, they suddenly started to plan a meeting, and Pastor Benjamin, who was hosting us, he could never tell about how many people will come to our meeting because this meeting was set up suddenly. But 3,000 people came. God is going to do His work of healing and His work through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But in order for us to do that, we need to practice our faith. We need to do acting and we need to start action. God's glory is being shown, but you don't say that. You need to give testimony about it, and you need to praise God. By doing that, your spirit will be lifted up, and the glory of God will be manifested. You think that you are nothing, and you are filled with this thought that you are nothing, but that's because you haven't stepped forward. Even when you stepped forward, you soon stop. You need to keep moving forward. And among those members who are members of church bands, if you start practicing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, your ministry through singing will be changed. Now, let's pray for healing. Now, let's repent in your heart and let's ask God to heal in your heart. In the name of Jesus, I bind the power of disease. I command diseases to leave us. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command God's healing. You have a problem in your eyes because of hay fever. You feel pain in your eyes, but you're healed. Something is wrong with your nose. You're healed. Your throat is healed. In the name of Jesus, I command God's healing to each one of us. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.